And now Mike will introduce the next group of stories.
Four unusual stories appeared in the evening news this week. Angry customers were struggling to get their cash back after two ticketing companies ceased trading. A beloved postman has said that Norwich is the most generous place on earth. And the closure of Strangers Hall Museum during the lockdown has led to a munching moths problem. And Castleacre has been named amongst England's best villages. Here is Alison with the first of these stories, and I hope she's not struggling to get her money back.
Thank you, I'm not. But furious gig-goers have been left short-changed after a string of city events were cancelled. Craig David, Catherine Ryan and Jason Manford were among the big names lined up to perform in Norwich. But promoters M&B Promotions and Easy Ticketing have told customers the events, which also includes Comedy in the Park, planned for August, have been ditched. Both companies have said the extreme logistical and financial setbacks caused by the pandemic mean it's no longer viable for us to continue trading. And now folks are desperately trying to claw their money back. But so far, many are being met with disconnected phone lines and unanswered emails. Neil Redding, a spokesman for comedian Manford, confirmed that the show scheduled for Epic Studios in Norwich had been cancelled because the promoter was no longer in business. A statement by the promoters says, "It is with a heavy heart and deep regret that we must announce the cancellation of all of our scheduled events and the end of operations for M&B Promotions Limited and our ticket platform Simple Ticketing. We were amongst many high-profile event organisers forced to reschedule many events due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite the best efforts of everyone involved, this combined with the extreme logistical and financial setbacks caused by the pandemic mean it's no longer viable for us to continue trading."
A beloved postie has said the fine city is the most generous place on earth, after folk helped him achieve his lifelong dream. Johnny Wilson, 40, has served his native Heartsease for 10 of his 16 years in the job. But as he pounded the city's pavements, he always dreamt of a bigger challenge, and at a faster pace. Which is why households on his round rallied round to support him running in the 2022 London Marathon. A dream of his for years, the dad of four has applied to run the coveted event around the capital every year since he was 26. He's juggling training for the upcoming challenge in aid of Make-A-Wish with his early starts, and he hits the gym at around 3:30 a.m. to squeeze his training in. He said, "Everyone is so supportive. My work colleagues and friends have all got behind me. Norwich really is the most generous place on earth."
Precious objects in a Norfolk museum are being frozen to stop the larvae of moths munching through them, with COVID-enforced closures having created perfect conditions for invading insects. Strangers Hall Museum in Norwich is in the midst of its annual deep clean, where staff have been working to protect the medieval merchant house and its collections. The Charing Cross Museum in a Tudor house features period rooms showing how people would have lived in years gone by. But it had to close during the initial coronavirus lockdown, and that meant fewer people were able to access the building to check up on the collections, which include furniture and textiles dating back hundreds of years. With the usual cleaning and housekeeping suspended and air circulation reduced, that created conditions where the issue of pests and problems with mould intensified. And staff have been working hard as part of the annual deep clean to put those matters right. They have been freezing some of the museum's collection on site or at Gresson Hall to kill off the larvae of invading insects.
An archaeologist and TV presenter has named Castleacre among England's best villages. Writing in Country Life magazine, archaeologist, author and television presenter Ben Robinson said, "It's probably no coincidence that they are also great to visit for various non-historical reasons. Not least good walks, a cup of tea and a slice of cake, or a decent pint," wrote Mr. Robinson. Castleacre is a quiet countryside village that takes its name from a nearby 12th century walled castle that is now a ruin. The village was redesigned soon after the Battle of Hastings by the de Warn family, which had estates in 13 counties. The family built a fortified house near the village and developed defences, a marketplace, a new parish church in the existing village. The castle, which is open all year, is a well-preserved example of a Motte and Bailey castle and remains one of the most impressive Norman earthworks in the UK.